Please be seated, and if there are children who would care to come down, here we go. Anyone who would care to join us, come on down. If you would like to have your parent come with you, that's perfectly all right. All my life, I have heard stories about a fellow named Jack. Now, Jack doesn't have a last name. He just has one name. His name is Jack. And you may know a story about this fellow, Jack and the Beanstalk. Yeah, same guy. Different story, but same guy. Well, it's appropriate, I think, for us to be telling this story on Mother's Day, because when I hear stories about Jack, there never seems to be a father around. The important person in his life is his mother. His mother has raised him and his two brothers, Will and Tom. And in this story, Will and Tom, who are older, have left home to seek their fortune. That's the way the story always puts it. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean just to make money. It means to find their way in the world and find something to do with their lives. But in this story, Jack had stayed home. And finally, it came to be Mother's Day. And Jack didn't have any money. They were very poor. He said, "Mama, I don't have a thing to give you. I didn't have any money to buy anything. Is there anything I could do for you that would be a nice gift?" And his mom said, "Yes, there is. You could leave home." He said, "What?" She said, "No, I love having you around, but both your brother, Will and Tom, have gone out to seek their fortune in the world. I want you to do the same. You know, there is something out there that you need to be doing that only you can do, and you need to find out what that is. So when you do that, you can come back and you can tell me about it." Well, that seemed to make sense to Jack. So he packed the few things he had and he took off. Well, it wasn't long before he came to a farm, and the farmer needed some help. Well, Jack was a pretty good worker. So the farmer said, "I'll give you a place to stay. I'll give you food to eat. I'll even give you clothes to wear, and I'll pay you a little bit of money." Jack said, "Well, I'm not sure I need the money, because if you give me a place to stay and food to eat and clothes to wear and something to do, I don't know what else I need." The farmer said, "That's okay. I'll keep the money for you. And when you're ready to leave and go somewhere else, I'll pay you everything I owe you then." Well, Jack worked for a long time. And finally, he thought, "You know, I don't think this is my fortune. This is not what I was meant to do all my life." So he went to the farmer and asked for his money. And he had worked there long enough that he had a great big basket. It's called a bushel basket. He had a great big basket full of money. Well, as he picked up his basket and started leaving, he thought, "How am I ever going to seek my fortune with this big basket of money holding me back?" So he thought, "I need to trade something for this basket of money that would help me be along my way to seek my fortune." Well, he happened to meet a guy who had a mule. Now, it was a kind of an older mule, and it really couldn't work much. But Jack thought, "I bet I could ride that mule." So he traded his whole big bushel basket of money for an old mule. Well, he got on the back of the mule, and it was pretty uncomfortable because there's a ridge that runs up a mule's back. It wasn't comfortable at all. And often, the mule would just stop and throw him off. Finally, he thought, "This is really not helping me seek my fortune. This mule isn't. So I need to find something else." Well, he met a fellow who had a goat. And Jack thought, "Well, this is a nanny goat, so maybe I could at least get some milk, get something to eat." So he traded his mule for the goat. The only problem was the goat didn't give any milk, and the goat wouldn't come when he tried to pull it. So he couldn't seek his fortune because this goat was holding him back. He thought, "Oh my goodness gracious, what in the world am I going to do? I got to get something that will move along with me." He met a man who had two flat rocks. And he said, "These are really, really special rocks. Because you know, if you're driving a nail and the nail bends, you can lay that nail on one of these rocks and smack the other one down on top of it and it'll straighten that nail right out. These are nail straightening rocks." Jack thought, "This is great because I can carry them along with me." So he traded his goat for some nail-straightening rocks. The only problem was there weren't that many people he met who needed their nails straightened. And when he tried, he had never done it much before, so he wasn't very good at it. So finally, after all this time, he thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take these rocks and I'm going to throw them down the hill into the gully. And he did just that. And finally, without a basket full of money, without a mule, without a goat, without nails straightening rocks, Jack was free to seek his fortune. Now that seems kind of like a silly story, doesn't it? Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes our fortune isn't the stuff around us. Our fortune is what God is calling us to do and who God is calling us to be. And sometimes the stuff holds us back, gets in the way. That's what Jesus was talking about in the passage you just heard. And that's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to come back around to this story at the end of the sermon. And when I do, you just remember Jack. And remember that not everything that we have is helpful when we go to seek our fortune, if our fortune is really what God wants us to do and who God wants us to be. So you can think about Jack while I'm talking about the rest of the sermon, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us a dream, your dream for us, our fortune, so that we can seek it. Help us to let go of all those things that hold us back, that stand in the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.